KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Atlantic will host the Trojan Trojan Cross Country Invitational this afternoon at the Nishna Hills Golf Course here in town. It should be a loaded meet. 27 teams will be participating in that meet, boys and girls, and some of them include the top teams in the state. Among the rated teams on the boys' side that will be participating in their classes include Shenandoah Essex, Riverside, Guthrie Center, and Tri-Center. All rated squads that will be running, including rated runners like Sean Skillern of Shenandoah Essex and Josh Prohaska of Dallas Center Grimes, Philip Soranko of Harlan, Ian Patrick of Riverside. These are all runners who are rated in their class across the state that will be participating on the boys' side. Girls' side, even more impressive. You've got Griswold is ranked number one in Class 1A. Also, Dallas Center Grimes, Harlan, Tri-Center, Shenandoah Essex. These are all rated teams that will be running on the girls' side here in Atlantic tonight, and a whole bunch of rated individuals as well. Rebecca Topham of Griswold, the defending state champion Class 1A, and her teammate Jordan Sint, both are rated runners. Also, Dallas Center Grimes' Madison Waymeyer, the defending state champ in Class 3A, who's rated in that class as well, along with Jessica Feldman of Harlan and runners from Winterset, Alex Larson from Tri-Center. These are all runners who are rated in their classes. Will all be running in that meet today. Now, the schedule looks like this for this afternoon's meet. At 4 o'clock, the middle school girls will run. The middle school boys run at 4:15. At 4:30, it'll be the junior varsity boys. Then at 5 o'clock, the varsity girls race will start. The varsity boys race is after that at 5:30, and then they'll finish with the JV girls running at 6 o'clock tonight. That's at the Nishna Hills Golf Course here in Atlantic. Well, baseball's postseason will start on Friday with a pair of one-game playoff series among the four wildcard teams. St. Louis will send out 16-game winner Kyle Loesch against Chris Medlin and the Atlanta Braves Friday evening at Turner Field. Now, the Braves have won the last 23 games in which Medlin has started. He's 16-1 this year. Following that game, Yu Darvish will start the Texas Rangers' first playoff game, a one-game wildcard playoff Friday against Baltimore. The 26-year-old Darvish is 16-9 with a 3.9 earned run average in 29 starts. The 6'5" right-hander has 221 strikeouts to just 89 walks and was an all-star this year. The Washington Nationals await the Atlanta St. Louis winner on Sunday. The National League Central winner, Cincinnati, opens Saturday night against San Francisco. Johnny Cueto goes for the Reds against 16-game winner Matt Cain of the Giants. The AL East champion New York Yankees play the Texas Baltimore winner on the road Sunday. AL Central winner Detroit sends out 17-game winner Justin Verlander against AL West champion Oakland on Sunday evening. Now, the Oakland A's were 13 games out of first place on June 30th. Today they are the American League West champions for the first time since 2006. Needing a three-game sweep over Texas to have a shot at the West title, the A's did just that. Oakland, with one of the lowest payrolls in baseball, rallied from a 5-1 deficit and beat the Texas Rangers 12-5 on a sun-splashed afternoon at an electric Oakland Coliseum. The sun was an enemy to Rangers center fielder Josh Hamilton in the fourth inning. He dropped a two-out fly ball by Yoenis Cespedes, allowing two runs to score and giving Oakland a 7-5 lead. Texas squandered a five-game division lead in the last 9 days of the season. It took until the 162nd game, but the New York Yankees captured the American League East by routing Boston 14-2. The Yanks did it with the long ball as they routed Daisuke Matsuzaka for 5 runs in less than 3 innings. Curtis Granderson hit a 3-run homer in the second and a solo shot in the seventh to give him 43 on the season. The Yankees hit a club record 245 home runs. Boston goes in as the wild card. Baltimore goes in as the wild card as the Orioles lost to Tampa Bay 4-0. Evan Longoria hit 3 solo homers. Longoria's second career 3-homer game came a year after the 3-time All-Star hit 2 of them the final night of last season, including a 12th-inning game-ending shot that clinched a postseason berth. Elsewhere in the American League, the AL Central champion Tigers beat Kansas City 1-0 yesterday. Also in action yesterday, it was Seattle closing out the L.A. Angels with a 12-0 victory. Toronto Blue Jays beat Minnesota 2-1. Also was the White Sox over Cleveland by a final of 9-0 yesterday. In the National League, the Washington Nationals wrapped up home field advantage throughout the playoffs as they had already clinched the National League East and secured home field with a 5-1 win over Philadelphia. Nationals manager Davey Johnson is expected to be all right for the playoffs. He left the dugout in the seventh inning Wednesday because of numbness in his left leg. That's the result of pinched nerves in his back. The playoff-bound Braves beat the Pirates in Pittsburgh by a score of 4-0. Rookie right-hander Shelby Miller took a no-hitter into the sixth inning in his first career start. Matt Carpenter had a run-scoring single, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cincinnati Reds 1-0. Both teams had already wrapped up playoff spots. Brian Lehair's walk-off single gave the Chicago Cubs a 5-4 win over Houston. Clayton Kershaw finished with a major league leading 253 earned run average as the Dodgers beat the Giants 5-1. Mets beat the Marlins 4-2. Also, it was the Rockies over the Diamondbacks 2-1 and San Diego 7-6 over Milwaukee. Tiger slugger Miguel Cabrera became the first player in 45 years to win baseball's Triple Crown on Wednesday night, joining an elite list that includes Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, and Lou Gehrig. He's the 10th Triple Crown winner in baseball history. Cabrera received a standing ovation after flying out and striking out in his only two at-bats Wednesday night and leaving the Tigers game against Kansas City in the fourth inning with the Triple Crown in sight. Cabrera high-fived his teammates as he entered the Detroit dugout, then walked back to the top step and waved his helmet as a crowd of mostly Royals fans gave him a standing ovation. Cabrera finished the regular season with a .330 average, 44 home runs, and 139 RBIs, essentially wrapping up baseball's first Triple Crown since Boston's Carl Yastrzemski in 1967. San Francisco Giants catcher Buster Posey has won the National League batting title with a .336 average. The previous catcher to win the NL title was Ernie Lombardi of the Boston Braves. He hit .330 back in 1942. Former Boston manager Terry Francona will interview with Cleveland Indians on Friday. Francona's meeting will come one day after interim manager Sandy Alomar Jr. has his formal interview with general manager Chris Antonetti. Alomar took over the team for the remaining six games of the season when Manny Acta was fired last week. Francona, who's been working as an analyst for ESPN, led the Red Sox to World Series titles in 2004 and 2007. He was a special assistant in Cleveland's front office in 2001. The Philadelphia Phillies fired first base coach Sam Perlazzo, bench coach Pete McCannon, and hitting coach Greg Gross after their .500 season that ended a run of five straight National League East titles, and expect more moves as Phillies manager Charlie Manuel said that Philadelphia is definitely going to have some changes on the roster. Also, the Cubs fired third base coach Pat Listash after their 101-loss season. Well, the Iowa State women's basketball team spent roughly 2 months digging itself out of a massive hole and somehow reaching last season's NCAA tournament. But its trip lasted just 40 ugly minutes. The Cyclones should have an easier time getting back to the NCAAs this season. Whether they'll have enough to make a serious run remains to be seen. Iowa State brings back its top three starters from last season's team, which recovered from an 0-5 start in Big 12 play to earn an NCAA tournament bid. But the Cyclones were promptly blown out at home by Green Bay 71-57 in the opening round. Iowa State will open up its 18th season under Coach Bill Fenley on November 11th when they play Western Illinois. Iowa State senior forward Chelsea Poppins was selected to the preseason All-Big 12 team in a vote of the league's coaches. Poppins, who was a unanimous selection to the Big 12 first team last season, was the only player in the league to average a double-double last season, posting 14.2 points and 10.6 rebounds per game as a junior. The Applington, Iowa native was second in the Big 12 with 14 double-doubles, including a league-best 8 in conference games. She finished 13th nationally in rebounding and ranked among the country's top 40 in field goal percentage. Joining Poppins on the first-team preseason All-Big 12 squad were Brittany Griner of Baylor and Odyssey Sims, also of Baylor, Angel Goodrich of Kansas, and Aaron Ellenberg of Oklahoma. The preseason player of the year is, well, of course, Brittany Griner from Baylor. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have spent some extra time this week focusing on protecting the football. Kansas City leads the NFL with 15 turnovers, and its 8 fumbles lost are double the next worst team in the AFC. The Chiefs have a minus 13 differential, and all that wrapped together is a big reason why they've lost 3 of their first 4 games. Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel spent a portion of practice Wednesday focused entirely on wrapping up the ball after a particularly disastrous game last Sunday. The Chiefs turned it over 6 times in a 37-20 loss to San Diego. They'll get to see whether the problem has been fixed this Sunday against Baltimore. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. Receiver Santonio Holmes of the Jets will miss the rest of this season with an injured left foot. The club reports that Holmes will require surgery and that he's been placed on season-ending injured reserve. The team signed free agent wide receiver Jason Hill to help replace him. That news came just over a week after star cornerback Darrell Revis was likely lost for the season with a torn ligament in his left knee. Well, as his team gets ready for a big SEC game this Saturday with South Carolina, Georgia coach Mark Richt has had to announce that leading wide receiver Michael Bennett will miss the remainder of the season after injuring his right knee. Richt says that Bennett tore the ACL in his right knee on the last play of practice on Tuesday. Bennett leads the fifth-ranked Bulldogs with 24 catches for 345 yards and four touchdowns. The Gamecocks enter that contest ranked number 6. Florida linebacker Jelani Jenkins is expected to play Saturday against number 4 LSU after missing the last two games. Jenkins broke his right thumb September 8th at Texas A&M and missed games against Tennessee and Kentucky. Well, Penn State won't increase football season ticket prices or current donation levels in 2013, and they announced tweaks to guidelines, including a lower $200 level of giving for Booster Club members. Attendance is down about 10% over the last 2 years. It's also unclear what impact the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal may have had on their attendance. And Iowans are encouraged to nominate their hometown heroes for an award, and as a bonus, prime tickets for a college football duel. American Red Cross chapters across Iowa and Nebraska are planning a presentation for two standout citizens next month, one from each state. Tina Labalarti, CEO of the Red Cross chapter based in Omaha, says they're looking for our town's unsung heroes and volunteers.
People who perform an extraordinary act of courage or perhaps have dedicated many hours to special causes. These are really the unselfish people in our community.
Well, the two winners will be recognized during an on-field ceremony prior to the start of the Iowa-Nebraska football game at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City on November 23rd. Labalarti says Iowans should nominate someone they really admire who deserves a big pat on the back.
Many people know of someone in their family, someone they work with, perhaps someone from their faith community that they might want to bring to our attention.
She says this honor that will be presented before the Hawkeyes and Huskers game will be a momentous occasion for the winners.
Often we find that the heroes nominated didn't even know about it until they get that exciting phone call.
Nomination forms are available at any Hy-Vee grocery store in the state and at any Red Cross office. The deadline to nominate someone is October 21st. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.